Hi, everybody. Welcome to Youth English. This is Peter.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。All right, Sam, let's start today's Youth English.
Okay.
And, of course, part one, today's show, which is...
Everyone, please get ready to spice up your English with, of course...
English idiom.
That's right.
And now is the review time for the idiom we covered yesterday, which was...
Okay, the idiom we covered yesterday was...Nick of time. Nick of time.
Okay, 昨天我们讲到的 idiom 是 nick of time, 翻译成中文呢是关键时刻。
And we usually say in the nick of time.
Right, 那么如何使用这个 nick of time 呢？往往呢前面跟介词 in the nick of time.
Yes.
Okay, so what about today's idiom, Sam?
Okay, well, today's idiom sounds like it's a kind of bird.
I love bird.
Oh, good. Well, today's idiom is...Night owl. Night, N-I-G-H-T, owl, O-W-L. Night owl.
那么今天的 idiom 呢跟一个鸟有关，这拼写呢是 O-W-L.
Yes.
翻译成中文呢是猫头鹰，同时呢前面加一个词呢是 night owl. 那么晚上的猫头鹰。那么什么是晚上的猫头鹰？是不是今天我跟 Sam 跟大家谈论一个猫头鹰的故事呢 ？A story about owl.
Well, maybe we're bird lovers, and so we talk about it.
Right, maybe. Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
All right, so why don't we put in the conversation to show how we use night owl?
Okay, here we go.
All right. Well, Sam is kind of late. I gotta go home.
What?Come on, Peter, we just got to this party an hour ago. Well, look, I know you're not really a night owl like I am. You're more of an early bird, like to go to bed early, wake up early. But, Peter, this party is really a special party. It's kind of like the end of the year. It's really big, lots of great people here, and people we need to talk to, socialize with. So, can we please just stay at least one more hour?
Well, I understand, but Sam, I have to go to work tomorrow. I have to get up very early.
So do I, but look, it's just this one party. Please, just one more hour. Come on, don't leave me now.
Okay, just one more hour.
Okay, thanks.
All right.那么刚才的对话呢，我跟 Sam 就参加一个 party， 然后呢，我觉得现在也太晚了，我想回家。然后 Sam 说呢 ，Peter， 这个 party 实在是太好了。然后呢，一年呢只这么一次。我知道呢，你是一个 early bird， 翻译成中文的是早起鸟，它是指呢早上起来起得特别早的人。Sam 呢，他的生活习惯呢是一个 night owl， 翻译成中文的是一个猫头鹰或者是夜猫子。往往是特别能熬夜的一个人，然后说 Sam 求我来 begging me， 说 Peter 能不能在一个小时，然后呢我们一起走。想一想，因为呢 Sam 已经说到这份上了，我说 OK no problem 啊，只待一个小时。所以呢，今天我们讲到了这 idiom night owl， 翻译成中文就是指我们的特别能熬夜的人，或者是指呢猫头鹰。
So in this story, I'm the night owl, and actually this is true of me.I'm a night owl. I love to stay up, even though it's not good for me because I usually have to wake up early the next morning.
Right. I read articles about the people of night owl people. We say a night owl people. So, they normally they are very smart, and they have very bright future for their future employment. The early birds people are kind of a top student at school.
Oh, okay.
And they usually get a very high grade at school, and they are kind of a teacher's pet.
Okay, so the early birds are the top students, but maybe not as clever as the night owls, or how does that work?
Well, you can make a very clear distinction between, you know, the early birds and night owl in terms of academic achievement. Okay, 那么今天我们讲到了两个词呢，希望大家能够记住，就是 early birds 是早起鸟，往往是指那种特别勤奋的人。那么同时呢，我们提到的另外也是今天我们的关键词呢 night owl 是猫头鹰，是指晚上特别容易熬夜的人。同时还有一个词组叫 stay up late.
Yes.
Right?
Right. So the night owl is actually quite productive at night.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do chores around the house, maybe doing laundry, maybe cleaning the house. Also, they enjoy the peace.That they get from being alone. It's being quiet at night, so they can do reading. They can get a lot of personal time in.
Right, you mentioned it's kind of a nice, very quiet and peace, so people can concentrate. So they are more productive.
Exactly.
Okay, 我们提到了很多同学呢可能是那种猫头鹰，然后呢他们觉得白天的时候呢有太多的 distractions、
yeah.
所以呢无法能够 focus， 但是呢在晚间的时候呢一片寂静，他们突然觉得他的整个的状态是非常的好的，比如说写东西的时候有很多的东西，有很多的 inspiration， 能够写得非常非常漂亮的一篇文章。还有呢比如说一些kind of a music composer or sound composer、
yeah.
they normally compose at night.
Well, that would、really irritate the neighbors, right?
Right, kind of a rock and roll music. 、
yeah. But the night owl, he really comes alive at night.
Right, 所以呢猫头鹰呢和我们说早起鸟各有各的好处，那么大家如果习惯一种生活方式呢 just stick to it, you don't have to change.
Yeah, everybody, like you mentioned actually earlier, we all have different personalities and function differently.
Right, also we mentioned what I call the、biological clock.
Yeah.
Okay, 我们的生物钟呢大家尽量的按照自己的方式去生活，可能说你已经习惯了这种 early bird lifestyle, 那么说呢你尽量去坚持这种生活方式，如果你是猫头鹰的话呢 night owl doesn't matter, just stick to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so that's the end of today's idiom study, and now let's go to part two, which is...
Okay, part two is hit the books.
Let's go.
Now it's time to hit the books.
Well, Sam, yesterday we studied the structure of the Earth.
Yeah.
And also the reasons why volcano happens.
Yeah, that's right.
And today let's see some of the、most violent volcano in the world. So before we go to the、deadly volcano, and now let's check vocab first.
So if you have a deadly volcano, it's probably because it's a super volcano.
Right.
So our first word for hit the books is super volcano.Volcano. Supervolcano is S-U-P-E-R-V-O-L-C-A-N-O. Supervolcano.
今天的第一个单词呢也是我们今天的话题 Supervolcano. 翻译成中文是超级火山。我们知道火山呢根据它不同的等级或者是爆发的程度呢分成了不同的category 不同的 level， 那么今天的 super volcano 是最致命的一级或者说最猛烈的一级火山宝喷发 super volcano。
Next is the word deadliest. Deadliest. Deadliest is D-E-A-D-L-I-E-S-T. Deadliest.
第二个单词呢 deadliest， 注意一下它是一个形容词的最高级，我们知道 deadly 我们原来学过表示说致命的，它是一个原型 deadly， 但变成了 est 表示最致命的一个什么什么东西，那么可以用这个 deadliest。 蛇的那个 bite 它呢有些呢是 deadly， 比如有些蛇呢 like a rattlesnake， 那么它的毒液呢应该是 deadliest。
Next is the word measure. Measure. M-E-A-S-U-R-E. Measure.
下一个单词 measure 翻译成中文是测量，它是一个动词，我们可以 measure 一个东西的它的 length， 它的 width。
Yeah, right, we can also measure depth, we can measure、sound.
Right.
So there's many things that we can of course measure.
它的名词呢叫 measurement.
Yes,
right?
Right.
那么测量出来的数据是 measurement。 那么这个 measure 呢作为名词使用的时候呢它表示说一个方式或者一个方法来解决一个什么什么事情，所以这里面这个 measure 和我们刚才提到的那个测量在意识上呢没有任何的关联性，但是它的 spelling 是一个同样都是 M-E-A-S-U-R-E.
Yeah. Now when we use measure in the noun form, it's often coupled with safety, the word safety. So we say take some safety measures.
如果作为名词来讲的时候呢，这个 measure 它前面的动词呢是 take, takeMeasure, 但往往呢是在哪些方面呢？在安全方面，我们应该采取一定的方法或措施。那么 take safety measure.
So for example, if you live next to a volcano, some safety measures you might want to take is maybe have some sort of survival kit prepared. So some food in there, maybe like canned food, some clothes, some batteries, some water, all ready to go. So that way, if you get an emergency call, you can leave right away with your safety kit.
Right, you mentioned you need a kind of special gloves and goggles, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe that too, yeah.
Right.
Okay, next are the words lava and a word we mentioned before, magma.
Mm-hmm.
Lava. L-A-V-A, lava, and magma, M-A-G-M-A.
下一个单词呢 ,lava。我讲 lava 的同时呢我们需要提一下我们上节课讲到了这个 magma。它翻译成中文呢都是熔岩。但是呢这个熔岩呢它呢有的不同的叫法。为什么呢？如果说这个熔岩它处于地幔的状态当中，表示说在地球里面的时候 ,in the mantle, 那么呢它叫的是magma, 但如果说它火山喷发之后，那么这个熔岩流了出来，留在我们地球的表面的时候呢，那么这个熔岩呢叫做 lava, 所以同样的一个物质，那么它的环境不同，所以它的名称也有所变化。 lava 是在外面， magma 是在地球的里面。
OK, next is Yellowstone. Yellowstone, one word, it's a park.
Right.
Y-E-L-L-O-W, Yellowstone, S-T-O-N-E, Yellowstone.
下面一个词组呢是美国的一个非常有名的公园 is National Park.
Right.
那么翻译成中文叫黄石国家公园。
So Yellowstone Park has an element, a lot of this element called phosphorus, which we know is that stinky kind of smells like bad eggs. It's a yellow in color, and it's very smelly.
那么这个地方呢它的味道呢不是特别的好闻，因为呢这个地方充满了硫，那么硫大家都知道有一种臭鸡蛋的味道。
OK, next is the word eruption. So I think yesterday we talked about erupt.
Right.
Now we're talking about eruption. E-R-U-P-T-I-O-N, eruption.
昨天我们讲到的动词呢是 erupt, 那么今天我们讲到的词呢是它的名词形式 eruption, 表示一个事情的爆发。如果指火山的话呢是指火山的喷发，但是如果指一个社会发生了巨大的一个变革，比如说 a kind of a war or revolutions、
right.
我们可以用这个单词呢 eruption, 一个事件的爆发。
OK, next is the word ash. Ash, A-S-H, ash.
下一个单词翻译成中文是灰，那么这个灰呢可以指的火山灰，也可以是我们抽烟之后呢在桌面上或在一个地方留下的那个灰烬，也叫这个 ash.
Yeah, or ashes.
Right.
The plural form. So yeah, when we smoke, usually we use a little like bowl, or it's not really cup. I guess it's more like a bowl. We call that an ash tray.
Right.
That's where we can put all the ashes from our cigarette.
Right. 那么抽烟的时候呢我们需要一个烟灰缸，那么英文叫做 ash tray.
Right.
那么实际上是灰的一个盘子。
Right.
灰的一个碟子，后面那个 tray 直译呢应该是一个托盘。
OK, lastly we have the word damage. Damage, D-A-M-A-G-E, damage.
今天最后一个单词呢和我们的火山有一定的关系，一旦火山爆发之后呢对周围呢会产生一定的 damage, 翻译成中文是损坏或者是伤害。
Yeah.
它和我们学到的另一个词呢是不一样的，我们学过一个词叫 destroy,
right.
它的程度是不一样的。如果说火山爆发之后一个 village 被 damaged, 那么表示说受到了一定的伤害，那么整个这个村庄呢还存在，但如果说这个村呢被 destroyed, 那么整个被摧毁掉了 means disappeared.
So we say something like a volcano or like some sort of weapon can do a lot of damage,
right.
So you can use that verb, do damage, do a little damage, do major damage.
Damage, right. 那么 damage 这个词呢可以作为动词来使用，同时呢也可以用作名词，比如说 do damage to something.
Yes.
另外这个 damage 还可以用在 shopping 的时候，比如说 what's the damage?
Yeah, right.
Means how much is it?
Yeah, right? How much was it? Usually how expensive was
it? Right, what kind of a damage caused to a wallet?
Yes, right. Also, we can call a person damaged goods.
Okay.
So if you say she or he is damaged goods, it means, well, they've had a lot of like emotional trauma or emotional problems in their life. They kind of have a lot of problems.
Right. 那么说这个 damage 这个词呢还可以形容一个人。如果说一个人是 a damaged person,
yeah.
那么往往是他的性格上呢有一定的问题，比如这个人呢特别容易情绪化，容易发怒，所以这种人呢往往有一个 personality problem.
Okay, let's go back to the super volcano.
Okay,
so let's find out what is a super volcano. Every year, millions of people visit the world's first national park, Yellowstone National Park in the United States. a few of Yellowstone's visitors know that just a few kilometers under their feet is a huge pool of magma called a super volcano. When Mount St. Helens in Washington State erupted in 1980, it was the deadliest eruption in U.S. history. But Yellowstone's supervolcano is much more dangerous. If you could travel back 640,000 years, you would be able to see Yellowstone's last great eruption. It was 1,000 times more powerful than Mount St. Helens. Scientists are watching and measuring the activity of the Yellowstone supervolcano. No one knows when it will erupt again.
首先我们看一看美国这个非常著名的国家公园 Yellowstone National Park， 看看每年去参观的人数达到了多少呢？是 millions of people， 数以百万计的人去参观这个 National Park， Yellowstone National Park， a kind of a stinky park， right？
Yeah， stinky park。Now I didn't know that it was the world's first national park.
Right, I don't know either.
Yeah, so that's new information to me.
它是第一家成为 national park 的一个公园 right? National park in the
right.
world. So there's something people or visitors have no idea, which is there is a big pool down there.
Yes, something that visitors, maybe if they did know, wouldn't go to
right.
Yellowstone Park. Yes, there's a big, or we could say huge, pool of magma underneath their feet.
So it's not the pool or swimming pool. People can go swimming, right?
No, this is a pool of stuff that's so hot, it's hot enough to melt rocks.
Right. 那么说呢，离黄石公园几公里不远的地方呢，有一个巨大的一个池子。英文叫做这个 pool， 但是呢，注意一下，这个池子呢，不是说我们的游泳池，它是一个熔岩的一个池子，深埋在地下，它的温度呢，足以能够融化我们说这个 rock， 把岩石融化掉，所以呢，绝不可以去游泳的，是 kind of a very deadly place。同时呢，文中把这个地方叫做什么呢 ？Super volcano， 它是一个超级的一个火山。
So to put this in comparison, we can compare this kind of volcano to one that erupted in Mount St. Helens,
mm-hmm.
which is a part in Washington State in the United States.
大家看看黄石公园的这个超级火山，它的威力有多大呢？首先，我们做一个 comparison， 做一个比较，和谁做比较呢？和在1980年爆发的一个St. Helens 这个火山进行比较，它是美国历史以来最惨烈的一次火山的喷发。文中提到的词是什么 ？Deadliest.
Actually, they made a movie about this volcano eruption.
Right. It's kind of a documentary or just a movie?
No, it's not a documentary. It's more like a normal movie.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, that movie Twister. It's like that, but this is based on a real event.
Right. So what happens? A lot of people killed during
yeah,
the eruptions?
Yeah, quite a few people die. But it's all about the main character. He's kind of a volcanologist.
Uh-huh.
We talked about that word. And how he tries to save some of the people that he cares about.
So was there kind of a warning before the eruptions so people can evacuate?
There was some warnings, but not too many.
Oh, it's going to be kind of very deadly eruptions.
Yes. But also it talks about how people, they think, well, maybe it's a false alarm.
Uh-huh.
Right? Maybe the volcano won't erupt and they don't want to leave their homes.
Oh,
so it kind of shows how people get attached to their things, even though they're in danger.
Yeah, it's kind of rid of disasters.
Yeah.
Kind of a natural disaster causes, you know, life of people. 文中提到了 deadliest eruption. 那么前面那个单词呢，我们讲到了是非常致命的。后面的 eruption 翻译成中文是喷发，是这个动词 erupt 的名词形式。
Okay, so we know that in 1980, that was the deadliest eruption in U.S. history.
Mm-hmm.
But this Yellowstone supervolcano is much, much more dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, it did erupt, this Yellowstone volcano, but it was a really long time ago. The article mentions it was 640,000 years ago.
那么现在的黄石公园这附近的这个火山呢，是处于一个相对平静的状态。但是如果大家回到64万年前，那么当时它喷发的景象的话呢，大家会觉得非常的恐怖。
Yes, it was 1,000 times more powerful than the volcano eruption in Mount St. Helens.
Right, 那么做一个非常精确的一个 comparison, 黄石公园在64万年前发生了这个火山，它喷发的程度呢是 圣海伦火山喷发时候的1000倍。所以说这个程度呢的的确确超过了我们的想象。It really beyond our imagination.
Yeah, I wish we could have a time machine, go back, and of course be very, very far away from the volcano, but just to see how big that kind of eruption is.
Right, kind of, they would say, the level of magnitude of the eruptions.
Yeah, it must have been huge, beyond our imagination.
If they have a people or call the inhabitants living there, we're going to be killed.
Well, scientists, thankfully, are watching very carefully this super volcano and continue to measure the activity of the volcano in Yellowstone.
Okay, 那么科学家呢，对黄石公园附近的火山呢，一直给予非常密切的观察，因为呢，他们不确定这个火山是否在未来还能够 erupt。所以现在的问题是呢，黄石公园附近的这个火山，它是一个 active, dormant,or extinct. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I think I'd have to say that the supervolcano is dormant.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely not extinct, but it's also not active. So it's got to be that middle state, right? The sleeping state.
Right. 那么刚才问 Sam 一个问题，就是说黄石公园的这个火山，它是一个什么状态的火山？是不是一个 active, 是一个活跃期的火山呢？还是一个 dormant? 我们昨天讲到的这个词 dormant, D-O-R-M-A-N-T 是一个潜伏的，另外一个词呢是 sleeping volcano, 还是一个 extinct, 这次我们也讲过，表示说已经灭绝了，已经灭亡了，或者说已经完完全全熄灭了的一个火山。那么现在的答案呢，它呢应该肯定不是一个 active, 但是呢它绝不是一个 extinct,所以它应该是一个 dormant volcano, 潜伏期的一个火山，可能再过几万年或者几千年，它有可能 erupt again.
So Peter, if we want to go stand on top of a super volcano, go visit Yellowstone National Park.
Okay, gotta be very careful. I have to wear a lot of protective gears or, you know, stuff just in case.
Well, it's not active, so it's dormant. So if you go there wearing normal clothes, you should be okay.
Yeah, I need to get a chopper just ready just in case. I can run.
Well, yeah, maybe a helicopter or a chopper is too slow. Maybe get a fast jet.
Right, okay. 那么刚才开了一个玩笑，如果说大家要是去黄石公园的话呢，如果处于一个相对比较危险的时期的话呢，大家一定把自己保护好，同时呢一定做好一个逃生的一个安排，比如说准备好了一个 helicopter 或者说 chopper, 但是 Sam 说呢直升飞机可能太慢了，可能需要一个like a rocket, 一个火箭 right?
Okay, I guess you could do a rocket.
A rocket is a lot faster than chopper, right?
Yeah, much faster, yeah.
Okay. Well, Sam, could you give us a very accurate definition of what lava is?
Okay, in English, right?
Right.
You gave a pretty good one in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in English, the difference between lava and magma is where the magma is.
Right.
So we know that if the magma is underneath the Earth's crust or inside that volcano still,then it's magma.
Right.
But once it comes outside of the volcano onto the Earth's surface, then it becomes lava.
Hey, what does definition say to get a very accurate description of lava?
Lava is when the hot liquid rock or magma reaches the Earth's surface.
Right. It is called lava, right?
Right.
所以刚才呢，我让Sam给大家做一个更加准确的一个定义，什么是 lava 和magma. When hot liquid rock or magma reaches the Earth's surface is called lava. 当熔岩从地球里面跑了出来，流到了地球的 surface, 它的表面的时候呢，它就叫做 lava. 这是跟 magma 的一个非常大的一个区别。所以呢，这是一个 lava 和 magma 的一个 reviewstudy. 所以通过今天的讲解，大家对这个单词一定要掌握住。I think that's it for today's volcano study.
Okay.
And time's up. And see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. We hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM774 以及听听 FM 上收听。
北京外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线 5166-0774 京城大律师每天下午六点半，北京外语广播。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车
，money，
豪宅，
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康，才能带来长久的幸福。
电台外语广播，中波77400赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com。
北京。